Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. We're Grant and Danny. They'll take care of all the important stuff: estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, when do we party till?
Closing?
No. When do we party till?
There's an after party. Oh, should have got that.
That's when we party till. We party until it's time to eat some food. Tomorrow will be time to eat some food. I know what you're thinking. It's not Thanksgiving yet, and you're right about that. But the Thanksgiving food draft will be back and better than ever on Grant and Danny at 3 p.m. tomorrow. One of the reasons it'll be better than ever, in addition to the fact that we just care so much about it and we're taking it very seriously and we won't let Danny ruin it this year, is that we're going to be eating while we do it. The good people over at Stupid Good Barbecue, the Great American Restaurant fame in Springfield, are bringing in a spread for the ages. It's going to be a Thanksgiving Day feast, a barbecue smorgasbord for the boys. So thank you to them for enhancing our experience. So we got a bunch of feedback in the weeks leading up to this from listeners that are very excited.
Which is also great because they take it as seriously as we do.
Correct.
That's what's awesome.
So I got one particular email I've got in front of me here. A guy had a bunch of ideas about a food combine and basically sending out invites to various foods that you had to choose from. And there's one particular bullet point here that I think is actually a great idea that we're going to adopt this year, which is, he said, rather than fighting over gravy or some of these, you know, dressings, so to speak, or any kind of condiment, his point is every plate should get certain things: butter, gravy, cranberry sauce. He didn't say rolls, but I think rolls should be added to this so that it's like having a fork and a knife. You don't need to draft butter or gravy. We've always said if it's not on your plate, if you don't draft it, you don't get it. But I'd like to put forth an addendum here. We need a majority rules. I need three of the five of you guys, and I'm going to be one vote, so two more of you, to agree that every plate will get butter, gravy, cranberry sauce, and I would like to say, so that we get bread off the table, because that's always a big issue, everybody gets a roll.
Because someone always tries to go bread, and it's like, well, you can't say all bread. Right. There's sourdough, there's cornbread, there's rolls, whatever.
So everybody gets a dinner roll with butter, with gravy, with cranberry sauce, any kind of added condiments that you would like with your plate. Are you in on this?
I think that's a good idea. As long as those are the only ones, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, if there's something else we need to add, speak now or forever hold your peace. But I think these are the things that everybody would get. A drink, obviously, of your choice, whatever. Darius, I need one more to move this forward. Would you be our majority vote?
So that would be, again, butter, gravy, cranberry sauce, which meh, and rolls.
Correct.
I agree with this addendum. Yes, let's
okay.
do that.
Very good.
Plate gets it.
So every plate has that. So now we don't have to worry about drafting any of those things. That's number one. So he says the draft should be a certain number of rounds, goes through some specifics. We're not going to add rounds because with the snake draft, it gets too complicated, and we've got an hour to pull this off on the air tomorrow with all the other things going on. So we're going to keep it about the normal length. He suggested we have basically rosters we fill out like fantasy football, where we need two proteins, two starches, and one vegetable on our plate with a bread and dessert.
My only objection to that is I just don't know if there are enough proteins. Because every time I add a protein, everyone gets it turns into World War III, even though it's, you know, I have provable data about where people eat different stuff around the country. But anything besides turkey, like, everyone freaks out all the time.
It's not true. Ham is obviously on every plate at Thanksgiving or every table. There are others, right? People could have chicken. You know, you could do things like that.
Sure.
You know, you've gone off the grid a little bit.
But for two proteins, every team, all five guys getting two?
I also don't think there's enough. I would agree with that. So you could do one protein. But I don't know if I want to, you know, when you get rid of the shift in baseball, my frustration is that teams can't go outside the box anymore. I want the Rays to look different than the Rangers. I don't want Sean McVay to not be able to be in 13 personnel 70% of the time. They should operate differently than the Ben Johnson-led Bears, right? So I don't want to quell creativity here on the plate. If you want four starches, you should be able to get four starches. I don't think we need to have certain numbers of proteins and starches and, like, build a meal that looks a lot like someone else's. So I'm not going to vote on this addendum. I'm going to vote against it.
I vote against this addendum.
I would say the best part of the draft is that, is the creativity and the how you work around creating a plate if something is missing, such as turkey or ham or whatnot. I also vote against this addendum.
Turkey. All right, now, here's another thing that he's got. He says prior to the draft, there should be a Thanksgiving Day food draft combine. He said, for this, there are members of the combine that already show up: turkey, ham, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, dinner rolls, pumpkin pies, and some other things, right? Well done. However, okay, I would say, rather than going full combine here and have to invite foods, which was a suggestion, I think that we go through a list right now together, collectively, and we decide, is this an eligible food for the draft or not? And we figure out what is eligible and what is not. Is that fair?
Look at how many foods we got here. That's a lot.
Right. If we don't get through them all in this segment on the air, we can continue to do it off air. Well. But I think we can go rapid fire. We need three people to agree or disagree on foods. So I think we could just keep it moving here. Are you guys in on this?
Let's do it.
Is it two sheets?
Two sheets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so one sheet has popular Thanksgiving dishes, and then the other one is popular Thanksgiving side dishes.
Got it.
Yeah. So some of them are kind of cross-contaminating there.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
So turkey's a yes.
Yep.
Let's just go. What do you say at meetings? Here or I or
present? So I think all we have to do is get to one, and someone raises an objection, we can debate it.
I love that.
Yeah. So if we just for example, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, rolls, ham, potatoes, sweet potatoes, gravy, green beans, mac and cheese, corn. I'm going to get to one that's dumb. Plantains. Someone say objection.
Got it.
Is that a typical Thanksgiving food? No, no, it's out.
Okay, good. All right, so turkey, everybody's good. Mashed potatoes, stuffing or dressing. Now, bread or rolls we're not worried about.
Right.
Because everyone gets their bread. Ham, scalloped potatoes. What do we got on scalloped potatoes?
Love them.
Different than mashed potatoes, obviously.
They are different, yeah.
100%. So we're okay with having someone have a mashed potato and a scalloped potato in the draft tomorrow.
Yes.
Or any other kind of potato for that matter.
Well, that's where it gets a little hairy, because there's a beer cheese mashed potatoes. They're mashed potatoes, but it's a different kind. What do we do? I say no to those.
I say only one type of mashed potato.
That's where I'm at.
Anybody else want to move that right now? One type of mashed potato.
One type.
Good. Doesn't matter what you put in it.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon and cheese doesn't change anything. All right, sweet potatoes or yams?
Yep.
How about we just kick those out of the draft altogether?
No, people like flavor will want that.
Those are terrible.
No, they're great.
No one needs to draft those. Everyone should agree to that?
Your disrespect is just not going
to
be taken.
Toby, do I get a second on that? Can I get anyone to move to kick sweet potatoes out of the draft?
I hate sweet potatoes, but if someone else wants them, fine.
Okay, good enough. The tribe has spoken. All right, gravy, we don't have to worry about. Green beans.
Waste of time. Everyone agree? Waste of time.
Mac and cheese, corn, potato salad. I think we need to talk about
objection to potato salad.
Yeah, I agree.
Potato salad's a Thanksgiving food? Since when?
It's not. That's a July 4th food, and that's it.
That's it is aggressive, by the way.
It's
you sleep on year-round potato salad.
It's terrible.
Definitely a cookout food.
So, you just said it's terrible, by the way, which we'll have to come back to.
That's ridiculous.
Potato salad out of the Thanksgiving draft, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That's three.
Show me potato salad. Cornbread. Are we going to do any other unique types of bread?
There should be.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, this is where it gets tricky, though. If we're already saying everybody, so you get a dinner roll, you get but a roll. If you want another piece of unique bread, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't hate that.
But what kind of bread, though? Like, bread is
cornbread.
Cornbread, biscuits,
garlic bread,
hush puppies.
I think biscuits are rolls.
They're not. They're very distinct.
I just think it's comparable enough. Like, I don't know. Are we just saying do whatever you want bread wise? You get a dinner.
You get a roll.
But if you want a different type of bread, you've got to draft.
Yeah, if you love carbs, a.k.a. me, you end up with biscuits,
too. Okay, fine. That's fine.
Green bean casserole. Stupid, but it should be allowed.
Salad.
Dumb.
Really dumb.
I'd say just kick it out. We're not. No one's going to pick salad.
Yeah, nobody's picking that.
It could sit there in the room waiting at a table to get its name called. I wouldn't come to the draft if I was salad.
Could we send a message to salad to get out and not come? Or should we let it twist in the wind?
I'm calling Salad's agent tonight, and I'm saying, don't embarrass your client. Let's just have that party at home with his parents.
I heard Salad may be in jail at this point, so it may just be undraftable. So that just might be unfortunate.
DUI on its record?
Red flag on Salad.
Got a gas mask on? What is that?
Good bit there.
Glazed carrots.
Again, what a waste of time.
It could be there, though.
Sure.
Beef. I need to know more about this. What kind of beef are we talking about?
I don't know. It literally just says beef. I don't know how to answer that one.
Are we going to take all red meats out right here and right now?
Well, no, I would say prime rib. People have prime rib at Thanksgiving. Like, we always had that growing up. I think prime rib is an acceptable Thanksgiving, Christmas Day kind of deal.
Wasn't there a meat that you lied about last year and you said that your parents always make it and then they called in and said, we don't ever make that?
Yeah, he said he has steak at Thanksgiving.
No. I said we had steak on July 4th.
July 4th.
It was stupid. Whatever.
Wrong draft.
Prime rib, I've never had. I've never seen anyone have. I'm sure people do. It's more of a Christmas tradition than a Thanksgiving tradition.
But so I took prime rib a couple years ago to outflank everybody, and everyone made a huge hissy fit about it. And then I, of course, proved that it's had a Thanksgiving in various places.
You did prove that somebody somewhere did have it at some point.
Yeah, it's pretty good data. So I think that should be allowed.
I say we vote. We have to vote.
I say no to prime rib.
I say yes.
Yes.
I say yes. I'm open to having the option available.
Wow.
Beef. Yeah. So not just beef, because we're not talking about ground beef and patties or something. Call it prime rib.
Beef is not in. Right. It's prime rib, prime very rib. Specific.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken. I say yes to chicken.
Yes.
It would have to be like done in a certain way, obviously.
Your roto style.
Yeah. But I'll say yes to chicken. Do we have three of those?
We have a yes.
Yes.
All right. Grant and Danny, food draft tomorrow at 3. We're trying to decipher which foods are going to be available so that there's no surprises from Danny Rouye. Deviled eggs? Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
We got three?
No, oh, of course. That's not the question.
Good. Yeah, Debbie's you.
Fruit salad? We don't need to worry about cranberry sauce because we said everybody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed vegetables, whatever. Broccoli casserole? Is that a thing?
That's a thing. Okay. Again, big waste of time.
Rice. I don't think rice is on here.
I've thought about this one. I want to say no to Rishi Rice here.
I'm saying no as well to Rishi. Rice is one of my favorite things in the world. It has nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
I'm going to say yes to rice.
Well, because you like rice. But there's a lot of laughter going on in the other room. Let's be honest, guys. Don't just say yes because you like a food. Rice is not a Thanksgiving Day food.
It's not. I agree.
All right. So
we got three no's.
No rice. Sorry, Toby. Tough break for you. Brussels sprouts.
I don't think this is a Thanksgiving food.
We have Brussels sprouts at Thanksgiving. If you need a green on the table, you could do a nice Brussels sprout. I'll say yes to Brussels sprouts.
I'm not a Brussels sprouts guy. I've not ever seen it at Thanksgiving. But I don't see why it wouldn't be a Thanksgiving food. It's a vegetable, cooked different ways.
I'll say this. If prime rib's a Thanksgiving food, I mean,
right, yeah. I don't have a problem with it being there. I'll say yes.
Clary?
I'll say yes. Okay. I'll say yes. Right. I think it makes sense.
Sprouts are in?
Soup.
No.
It doesn't even make sense.
No.
That's stupid.
Not just soup.
Absolutely not.
Coleslaw.
Not a Thanksgiving food.
Right.
And I love it, but it's not a Thanksgiving food.
There's some weird ones here now we're getting into. Peas.
Yes.
Applesauce.
I've seen some people do that with their turkey. Again, stupid, but I've seen it.
Sure. Okay, fine. If you want to waste a pick on applesauce, God bless
By
you.
All means, applesauce is available to everybody.
Corn pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Beans and rice. No, we've said no to rice.
Yeah,
no.
I would say no.
It's a bummer.
Collard greens.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Tamales.
No.
I don't know what that is. Jello.
No. Actually, yeah, maybe dessert.
I'll say yes to Jello.
The big Jello mold.
If it's pasta, I'll make one of them. Fish.
No.
I'm out on fish. Duck.
Yes.
I'll say no to duck.
What?
No.
Turducken's right in the middle.
A turducken, I would say yes to, but I'm saying no to duck as a standalone item.
Who was our guest that was like, I'm going to have the duck in addition?
I don't know.
Today, someone said.
I think it was Shane. It was Shane.
Shane. It was one of the guests. Call her. He's like, right now, I'm gonna have a duck right now. Wherever I'm at in Bulgaria right now. Commander Danny, what's up? Might have some duck.
I'm saying no to duck. Darius? Wow.
I will say that's tough. I will say yes.
To standalone duck?
Yeah.
And Clary?
No.
Toby's the deciding vote.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, duck is in.
Wow. All right.
Duck is in. Made the cut.
Turnips?
So this is a big source of consternation. I hate them. They're the worst. That doesn't matter. My wonderful mother-in-law insists on making this turnip dish that looks like mashed potatoes. I've confused it before. I hate them and want them banned from the earth, but it is kind of a Thanksgiving food. It's up to you guys.
I don't care. I'm not drafting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly about this one.
I'll say yes, honestly, because I hope someone drafts them.
Sure.
Same.
Yeah. All right. Turnips are in. Lamb. No.
Out.
No.
No.
CD's out.
Black-eyed peas. Fergie.
That's a New Year's thing.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Will I am is a no.
Plantains?
Thanks, Darius. Yeah, I got a no for that.
Okay. Tofu?
Nope.
Nobody cares. Candied yams.
See, this is we've already had a yam situation. Sweet
so
potatoes, yams.
Candied or not. Like you can't
it's
make
a,
yams.
Yeah, different. It's a method of preparation.
Same as mashed potatoes.
Yams are in.
All right. So yams are in.
Yams are
That's
in.
Fine.
But there's only one type of yams. Cauliflower stuffing. Here's an important one. Only one type of stuffing. You don't get to say cauliflower stuffing or
oyster stuffing. Yeah, I got you.
One stuffing. Mm-hmm, now, what is the thing that Christian has? That shrimp dish.
Oh, that was the barbecue shrimp stuffing.
I want that added to this.
Yes.
But that's stuffing.
But is it?
It's joyous. It's perfect.
But it doesn't taste like stuffing.
Sure does. But it's got some shrimp in it. It's stuffing with shrimp. And again, it should be served all the time.
So are we saying it's not eligible?
I don't know what I'm saying.
I say it's not eligible. I'll put the first vote in and say it's not eligible.
I say eligible.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Christian. Not eligible.
Not eligible.
Not eligible.
So there's one type of stuffing is all we're doing.
Stuffing is stuffing.
Apple pie,
yep.
Baked sweet potato.
Yep.
We've already said sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables, garlic, mashed potatoes. Only one type
now
of mashed
potato. Now you're in a variance,
yeah. Anything else to discuss here? Various types of pie. You could do like
all the pies are there, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think all the pies are
because they're different. Yeah, each pie is different enough.
All right, rapid fire here on some sides. Green bean casserole. Have we talked about?
We did. Yes.
That was on there. Yeah.
Some of these are crossovers.
Yeah, a lot of these are crossovers.
Then I'm not going to bother going through this. All right, so then we pretty much have our plate. Did something not get mentioned? Like, in other words, there's going to be some surprises along the way, ideally, but. Is there anything we need to cover here to make sure everybody's on the same page as to how to fish in waters where we're allowed to catch fish? What's legal and what isn't?
Is cornbread dressing different enough from stuffing to be allowed?
Is it called dressing or stuffing?
Dressing.
Then you can't do it. It's a stuffing.
It's stuffing.
Pretty different.
Stuffing and dressing.
So is the shrimp
different.
Thing that I just tried to get past.
No, yours is stuffing with shrimp in it. This is a totally different recipe. It's cornbread dressing.
The difference is with it though is that you just don't stuff it in the turkey.
That's right. That's one of the differences.
But it's all with the same. It's the same substance.
One's made of like stale bread, croutons.
Guy, I'm looking at it. It looks way more like stuffing than my thing does. My shrimp thing. This is just stuffing with corn. That's all.
With cornbread. It's a cornbread mashup of a thing.
I think stuffing.
I say no.
I say no as well. I think stuffing and dressing are the same thing. So if you take dressing,
yeah, also,
cool.
It says it in the title. It's basically called corn stuffing. No, we just said there's one stuffing. Anything else you got? You're the main one we've got to ask these questions to, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't appreciate all the end runs against my brilliance. You're containing the genius. But I suppose I'll have to allow it.
What's
for the good of the show.
What's your protein of the year that you're going to come up with that we've never heard of before?
No, they're all
I don't
all
think
on,
you can now.
Well, they're all on our list. So the ones that are now not outlandish anymore, all I was doing before was breaking ground.
Okay.
All right. Innovator.
Prime rib.
And duckin'.
Isn't a Thanksgiving food. You've just strong-armed these guys into saying yes.
Prime rib and duckin' in back-to-back years. Brilliant. Brilliance.
Duckin is the not a real thing. Just so stupid.
Duckin.
Duckin chicken without the turkey. Never happened before.
So you slice through, you move the turkey over because it's not on your plate, and you've got the rest, the good parts of the duckin.
So that's the other thing is you can't fake foods based on something that's already been taken where you cut around the part you're not allowed to have. That's a good technicality to get out of the way right now. Not that you'd think we need to say that. Like, you can't have, like, potato, but it's not mashed. I just have a potato on my plate, and I gnaw at it. Like, you can't do that. I don't think. Reasonable?
Very reasonable.
It is very reasonable. Yeah,
okay. I want to gnaw on a potato. That was my whole strategy.
That was going to be your big move this year.
Just to be clear, so duckin' is banned from this competition?
Yes, because it's not a real thing.
Exactly.
Duck and chicken are pretty real things.
But we banned it.
Well, they're both in. Duck and chicken are both in.
You could get duck or chicken. Duckin', which is not an actual item, is not
on the... two-thirds of it you're duckin'.
It's not allowed.
I could point to one. I could show you.
There'd be turkey there, though.
I'm not allowed to eat the turkey, so I just eat the other parts.
But again, we just got rid of that. We just got rid of that technicality.
Because I innovated before.
Right, because you ruined everything.
Genius is not ruining.
Right.
Genius is being genius.
One more quick suggestion. Rich and Olney says, everyone should have to draft one beverage. What do we think about that?
I like that, actually.
I think it adds
to something. If we do an extra round.
Yeah.
Another thing we could do is we could just come up with five beverages and we could randomize it and see what your beverage is.
Ooh. The intrigue, the wild card, a supplemental pick?
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Just get assigned.
If you have any ideas for our 3 p.m., Thanksgiving food draft for tomorrow. Any way to enhance it? Anything that you disagree with that we just said? You can call us now. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I feel like I'm at a Chainsmokers concert. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Did you hurt yourself over there? What happened?
I dropped, my charger got caught in my wheels.
Oh, okay.
So my charger got all wrapped up in my chair.
That stinks, by the way.
And then
that sucks.
I was like, oh, I got to do this so that I don't break my phone. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what was going to happen. Jaden Daniels commented on his return to play. We'll get into that coming up in about 10 minutes on Grant and Danny. Greg Bishop of SI covers the NFL. We'll go around the National Football League with us at 6, all coming up before we get out of here at 6:30. But we are getting ready for tomorrow's much-anticipated 3 p.m. start to the Thanksgiving food draft. Some folks have some observations for us. Let's go to Tim and Burke on Grant and Danny. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Grant and Danny, I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe you could kick the Brussels sprouts to the curb and throw in broccoli and cheese.
Broccoli and cheese is on the menu, I believe.
I think that's one of the selections.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to kick anything out. Remember, this is a several-round draft. There's got to be a lot of items available at the combine for anybody to choose. So if somebody wants broccoli and cheese, they could do that. I would prefer crispy Brussels sprouts myself, but maybe Danny's a broccoli and cheese guy.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason we... Is that a traditional Thanksgiving food, though? Like, is that a commonplace Thanksgiving food? Is that common enough? Is that done enough places that it makes sense? Because you don't just get to go Italian sandwich, right? Because that's not a Thanksgiving thing.
Of course not. But aside like that, like a vegetable, I think people have vegetables.
Have their own
the
sort of things, yeah.
That are kind of random. And again, I would make the case that broccoli and cheese will be on the table at more places than prime rib will be tomorrow. So if we're rolling with prime rib, because 7% of Americans have it on their table, I'll bet you that many probably have broccoli and cheese.
I mean, it'll be less, but I see your point. Like, no one will have that. But, like, I see what you're saying. His family will, it sounds like.
Let's go to Chris in Manassas on G&D. What's up, Chris?
Well, first of all, prime rib is more of a Christmas thing in my family.
Well, in every family.
It's a holiday food, yeah.
It's a Christmas food.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
a holiday. It's more, that's what, you know, because we don't want to have turkey twice.
Correct.
And this is sentimental to me, but my mom always made these creamed onions. So unless you're an onion fan, but they were pearl onions, not like your like Vidalia onion or like these big things. They're like small pearl onions, and then it's in a white gravy sauce with paprika on top.
My wife's Grammy made that, and they still to this day, it never gets touched. Maybe her brother will eat a few in honor, just paying homage to Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the extent of it. They get made, they sit there, everyone looks at them.
I think every family's got that. It's the turnip dish in our house for, I mean, it's like this Depression era thing that never left the family. It takes all this work to whip up this stubborn, awful vegetable that's tasteless and sad. And there's that plate of whipped turnip just sitting there full.
You got to make it once a year?
Yeah.
Let's go to Andrew in Manassas. Andrew, 3 p.m. tomorrow, the Thanksgiving food draft. What do we need to know?
Hey, so there's a couple things I was going to touch base on. One is another beef that I think should get thrown in the mix, and that's pot roast. It really complements a lot of the other side dishes really well. And then for desserts, you guys said pies, about all the different pies. Nobody mentioned banana pudding for dessert to go with everything.
Well, we didn't get into all the specifics of desserts. I always like chocolate chip cookies. I think that's there. Brownies is there. Oh, I guess, is brownies there?
I think it can be.
Sure, why
not? Yeah, anything that's contributable, you put on a table, people come on the dessert table. I think it's reasonable.
So we don't even need to get into desserts. Yeah. Basically, it's a smorgasbord, whatever you want. Pot roast, he's right. It goes with the sides. That's not really the question, though. Do people make pot roast at Thanksgiving? I would say no to that. I'm voting no on pot roast. Again, we've already said right now the only beef we have is prime rib.
I'll vote no.
Yeah, I mean, I have another surprise for you guys tomorrow, but I think we can say no to Terrence Knighton in this case.
Okay. No to Terrence Knighton. But here's what we'll do. Let's rule out all red meat other than prime rib right now. I move for that motion.
Are we in on that? What do you think?
Are we in?
I don't know.
You make the call. I'm scared.
I mean, why would you?
I'm not going to take any other potential right, so red meat. So I'm fine with rolling it
out. Cut Danny off at the pass.
Yeah, I have an incredible surprise. I've outflanked everybody again.
That's why we're doing this
and
right
so
now.
He's if you want to ruin it, that's fine. You
he probably
guys can
wants
make
like beef Wellington or something like that.
He's going to say something stupid. Why? That's the whole reason for this segment today is to make sure that doesn't happen tomorrow.
I got something millions
Now's
of people
the
do.
Time. So I'm going to say no red meat.
If you want to ruin
other
the
than
whole
prime
thing.
Rib.
Agree with Grant if you'd like to ruin it.
No red meat other than prime rib.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
Attaboy, Darris.
I'm in.
Wow.
I'm in.
Wow. I'm out. I refuse to participate.
Let's go.
I will not be participating.
Let's
I'll be
go.
Passing all my selections.
We've cut him off.
That's
at
it.
The pass.
I will do it.
We've cut him off at the pass.
I will not be participating.
A year where Danny does not ruin the Thanksgiving draft.
I will ruin it a different way.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Out. I pass.
You got to do it.
I'll be starving.
3 p.m. You can get nothing. If you want to act like my son and go lay in your bed while we eat, you can
I'm going
do
to
that.
Hold my breath the entire
right.
time.
Truman, good luck.
Unbelievable.
Let's go.
What's been
to
done here today?
Jesse and Bristol.
What's been done here today? Shame.
This is why we
shame on all of you.
Come on.
Shame on all of you.
Danny,
ring the shame bell.
Ruin another draft.
I can't win. My genius cannot
are
be contained. Million. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, Jesse. Millions of people no, do what I wanted to do tomorrow, and you won't let me do it. What I hate
it?
You.
What is it?
I won't tell you because I'm not participating.
Well, we might make an amendment.
If only if I'm reinstated, will you hear about it tomorrow?
What do you mean reinstate it?
If you unvote, unring the bell
no,
that you just rang.
We're not going to unring. No, you're
if
not
you
going to
unring the
us,
bell.
You're not going to throw a tantrum like my son and get your way so I give you a hockey
you
goal.
If you unring the bell, I will let everybody know what my unbelievable plan is tomorrow. Other than that, I'm out.
No, we're not doing that.
Out.
Jesse, what's up?
Oh, I can't take this. As Danny
buddy.
Would say, I am apoplectic right now.
Apoplectic.
Your takes. At the place. Hey, I don't even know the word. I don't even care. Stuffing. Okay, I'm passionate about stuffing.
Rightly.
And there's more than one type. Okay, there's cornbread. There's apple sausage stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuffing in the bird. There's other stuffing. And I feel like you guys are not giving the love to stuffing. But also, turkey. Guys, they deep fry turkey. The smoked turkey. I'm having both of those things tomorrow.
So are we. But guess what? You only get one. It's still turkey. So fried turkey versus grilled turkey versus stuffed turkey versus any kind of turkey. You get one type of turkey. And I like the idea of multiple stuffings. I was voted down. We're only having one type of stuffing. We don't get our way. You know what I did when I didn't get my way? I said, okay. And I kept it moving.
Mm.
That's what some of us do on
one
this
One way
show.
To approach it.
John in Aldi. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You gotta have venison. It's been on the table since the Pilgrims came over and had the first Thanksgiving with the Native Americans. You gotta have turkey and venison.
Deer meat. Are we willing to include deer meat?
It's red. You already voted it out. One of my two surprises for tomorrow, taken away by all you guys.
I will say yes to deer meat because I don't care about deer meat. I'm not. So if someone wants to have that on their plate, they can have it. I'll say yes to deer meat.
I also say yes to deer meat. I
all
can
right.
see that. Working.
One more deer meat. Anybody?
Yes.
All right. Deer meat's on the table. Way to go, Danny.
You guys just contradicted yourselves.
No, we have made an addendum.
You did this no more red meat thing.
Prime rib and deer meat. There's two red meats for you.
It was one of my two surprise tiger uppercuts to win this thing yet again.
Well, it sounds like you only have one surprise now, and you can't use it anyway.
You make a good point. I will use it anyway. Because screw you, you,
again.
And you. Over the top, Toby. You. Not Toby, you, Ryan.
The committee just voted.
Cool.
And you can't use it. Great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
And I will. Danny on the fan.
I will.
Greg Bishop of SI, who covers the NFL, joins us coming up at 6 o'clock. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the fan. Jaden Daniels was passing out turkeys today over at Northwest Stadium at a team event. And he, for the first time over the last few weeks, as we found out he is going to be returning this season, spoke and answered several questions about his return to the field. Here's what Jaden Daniels had to say.
Day-by-day process. You know, just kind of get back in the rhythm of things to flow. But if I'm back out there, I'm healthy and I'm ready to go. I want to be out there. It's my second year in the NFL, and you learn a lot of different things. And hopefully, I play a longer time, so it won't be my first thing going through adversity. If I'm out there, man, I'm gonna give it my all. So it's gonna be important. I mean, as a football player, you want to go back there and play and a competitor. And that's who I am, so if I had the opportunity to go back in and play, but right now I'm really just taking it day by day and week by week. You know, it's no really discussions of anything right now. It's more so just, hey, just getting back healthy and feeling back good. I've been throwing.
Okay. How close do you think you are?
Take it day by day, John.
So that was Jaden Daniels, all of his answers from his interactions with the reporters this afternoon after his charity event at the stadium. The Commanders play the Broncos on Sunday Night Football, and we know he's a long shot. He has not been cleared for contact, so you can basically put a Sharpie through him for this weekend. Marcus Mariota is going to get the call. Not the worst thing for Jaden Daniels, by the way, to sit back and watch that one, because that Broncos defense is number one at sacking the quarterback.
They are hunting.
They are number one in the NFL. That is far and away the best defense in the league right now. Them and the Texans are kind of in their own neighborhood. Next week, though, is when he probably comes back. The Vikings are number seven defensively in the league. They're number seven at sacking the quarterback. That game's in Minnesota at 1 o'clock, December 7th. That's a week from Sunday night. That's when we're penciling him in. I started the show by saying I'm no longer sold that that's going to happen. It just, you know, the longer it goes with nobody really pointing to that game in the building, it makes you wonder, do they not know when he's going to get cleared? Is it possible that this time next week he still hasn't been cleared for contact? And maybe, you know, at the Giants on December 14th is more when he comes back, and he has four games in the division to close things out. But if he were to get 6 weeks of practice and five games at the end of the year, man, would I feel so much better going into the offseason for just the amount of work he got to put in, that if this was a season ender against Seattle and he got shut down right there until closer to training camp, that would have been pretty awful for the development.
And that's what I thought it was. I mean, that was such a – I mean, I haven't forgotten about it. That was such a gruesome – looking injury. I said, okay, that's the year. That's it. And I was operating under that assumption until we started to hear hey, maybe it wasn't, this thing wasn't torn, or this didn't hyperextend. It was just this regular dislocated elbow, if that is such a thing. As gruesome as that injury looked, if there is such a thing as a regular dislocated elbow. But yeah, the fact that he's on his way back at all, I think is really nice.
You're on record over the last few days of the show as basically saying if he struggles and the offense looks really bad, it's not going to matter much to you going into the offseason. I wonder about the flip side, though, because it's more likely that he plays really well and the offense plays much better because they're going to be the healthiest they've been all year. Daniels will have McLaurin, will have Debo. Sounds like he's going to have Noah Brown, going to have all the running backs other than Eckler, full allotment of tight ends, the starting five on the offensive line, unless there's injuries against Denver coming out of the bye for that Vikings game, that Giants game. I think if he lights it up a little bit, if you know, that second half against the Chargers to me was the one half of football where he looked a lot like last year.
Yeah.
If he has that game against the top 10 defense of the Vikings in his return, if he goes out and hangs 34 on the Giants and has a 2024-ish performance, has a few of those, I'm just going to feel so much better. I know you're not going to be overly concerned or bothered by the bad. Does that go both ways? Or if it's really good, are you going to be more encouraged that he left some of the struggles behind him? Some of the Kurt Warner stuff from the Seattle game doesn't rear its head. And, oh, by the way, I came back, I stayed healthy, and I put some good tape out
there. Yeah, it'll be a data point, certainly. But the way I think about it is, if this is a class. The midterm we already have. We have a terrible grade for the midterm for the team, a low grade for Jaden Daniels. This is a quiz that has way less import to me. It's still a data point. So if he plays poorly, plays well, if it's mixed, if it's more of the same that it's been this year, a little bit up and down, not quite to the level of last year, I'm not putting as much weight on it either way because this is all garbage time to me. The only conversation I would have is if it's a disaster. Like, that to me, that's the only time I'll go, oh my God, even with all the positive stuff and this zero on the line situation, if this is horrible, which I don't envision, but just for the sake of argument, that's the only time I'd go, okay, I need to take this very seriously in terms of how I would weigh the sample.
To use your analogy, I guess, we've still got one third of the semester to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you can't dismiss everything that happens the rest of the way because the first two thirds happen.
So I'm not dismissing it. I'm saying I'm putting way less weight on it.
But why is there less weight on it than the second third or the first third?
Because they're out of it. It's garbage. This is all garbage time. From here on out, if I've seen too many Quinton Ganthers run for 100 yards, I've seen too many end of season meaningless wins where everybody's patting themselves on the back, the meaningful football portion of their season has closed. They failed. Anybody plays well from here on out, like I don't really care that bad. Like,
yeah.
I need a major overhaul. In fact, I would also say I'm rooting against empty calories, improved play. I don't want any mirages. I don't want anybody to be able to hide when it comes to evaluation time.
Quinton Ganther having a big game and it not being authentic or whatever happens, and that's week 16 or 17 of a lost season. You're talking about Christmas Day against the Cowboys, January 4th against the Eagles. I do feel like what you're suggesting is what people are acting like, which is that it's already week 18. There's a third of a season left. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not Thanksgiving yet. We're talking about the draft tomorrow. So there's a lot of football left. The Broncos are out there. They're not going through the motions. They're trying to play for the number one seed in the NFL as the number one defense in the league. You're going to find a lot out about your team based on how a guy like Terry McLaurin comes back, or maybe more importantly, Treylon Burks plays against Denver. Let's say the Vikings, you got people there playing for jobs, coaching for jobs. Are they in a lost season? Sure. But they're not going to be eliminated. They're still going to be gunning and pushing at that point. You're still dealing with Justin Jefferson and guys like J.J. McCarthy, if he's playing, that are trying to prove they can play in the league. And then at the end of the year, you might get the Eagles' best shot twice. I mean, they might be playing for the number one seed for a division championship. The Cowboys might be playing for a wild card team. So, yeah, I don't necessarily agree on, certainly not now. I could fast forward, and certainly around Christmas or January 4th, I might agree with you. Like, this is irrelevant. This is Kenny Watson going for 117, and I don't know what it really means long term. But in week 12, week 13, in November, when you're playing really good football teams that have a lot at stake, I think there's plenty to learn there. Let's ask Greg Bishop about this. Covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated, one of their great national writers. He joins us next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.